AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Enhanced tax credits that have helped reduce the cost of health insurance for the majority of people enrolled in the Affordable Care Act expired overnight. A House vote expected in January could offer another chance, but success is far from guaranteed. The change affects a diverse cross-section of Americans who don't get their health insurance from an employer and don't qualify for Medicaid or Medicare. Former Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith told lawmakers that his team, quote, developed proof beyond a reasonable doubt that President Trump criminally conspired to overturn his 2020 election loss.
The attack that happened at the Capitol as part of this case does not happen without him. The other co-conspirators were doing this for his benefit. So in terms of why we would pursue a case against him, I entirely disagree with any characterization that our work was in any way meant to hamper him in the presidential election.
Smith spoke to lawmakers in a closed-door interview on December 17th. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on what's open and what's closed on New Year's Day.
While schools, government buildings, post offices, courts, and banks are closed on New Year's Day, most major retailers across the U.S. will be open, with many offering deals and discounts on older inventory to clear the way for newer products. But before you run out the door on New Year's Day to grab the deals, it's wise to double-check operating hours. Most national grocery store chains like Albertsons, Whole Foods, Kroger are open, but many have modified hours. In-store pharmacies tend to be closed for the holiday, and national chains that are closed for New Year's Day include Trader Joe's and Costco. I'm Julie Walker.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Number 10 Miami, shock defending champion, and number 2 Ohio State, 24-14 in the first college football playoff quarterfinal at the Cotton Bowl. Mark Fletcher Jr. had 115 yards from scrimmage and a receiving touchdown to lead coach Mario Cristobal's team.
Punch through and get better on a weekly basis has led us to this opportunity and now has granted us another one.
Arch Manning rushed for 155 yards and a 60-yard TD and totaled 376 yards and 4 scores to lead number 13 Texas over number 18 Michigan 41-27 in the Citrus Bowl. Patriots defensive lineman Christian Barmore has been accused of assaulting his girlfriend in August, and NBA Spurs star Victor Wembanyama does not expect to miss time after hyperextending his left knee in a 134-132 win over the Knicks. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.